Glens Falls. First by the Indians called Chepontuk, meaning a difficult place to get around, was afterward named by the English the Great Falls. Then Abraham Wing, one of the first settlers, who received a grant of land surrounding it, built a mill there, from which circumstances it became known as Wing's. But in consideration of his footing the bill for a wine supper, some say a bottle of wine, Wing sold his birthright to a Mr. Glenn, and it was ever after known as Glens Falls. The village is situated on both sides of the falls, from whence it derives its name, with several large cities lying around it as near as they can conveniently get. Puritanic and eminently proper Boston, on the east, acts as a moral astringent, but the balance of power is preserved by Chicago on the west. New York is only 200 miles away and coming nearer and nearer every year. Albany is near enough, considering the morals of that legislative place. And since the peaceful adjustment of the Alabama and codfish questions, Montreal has given up all hope of being absorbed by this flourishing town. Just at present, it contains only about 8,000 inhabitants. But the young folks are getting married all the time, and it is really a go-ahead sort of place. The Rockwell House is new, built of brick, situated in the business center of the town. At its front squirts the village pet, the new fountain. At its back is a pretty croquet lawn. The room's large, airy, luxuriously furnished, and supplied with all the modern improvements. And the proprietors, H.J. and C.L. Rockwell, are members of that well-known family of hotel men whose name alone is a sufficient guarantee of the excellency of the accommodations. It is advisable to stop over one stage at least, as much will be found to edify and interest the pilgrim in the pretty village. The immense stone, paper, flowering and sawmills, the glittering cataract, the fossiliferous bed over which it dashes, and the cave made memorable by the pen of the great romancer. Even if comfort alone is consulted, it will dictate a short stop, for here and at the American, the accommodations are all the heart could wish for, and the tourist will rise like a giant refreshed with new wine, fully prepared to enjoy the very enjoyable stage ride, which should always be taken by daylight, over the plank to Lake George, 9 miles away. The American House on Monument Square, kept by George Pardo, although ranking second since the erection of its more aristocratic neighbor, is still a first-class hotel, and its independent proprietor, an inveterate sportsman who seems to keep it more for the accommodation of his friends than to make money, gathers around him a host of kindred spirits, even those who throw the dainty fly and track the wild deer and moose in their native forests. Glens Falls is noted chiefly for the production of lumber, lime, and loafers. Limestone is quarried below the falls in immense quantities, as is also black marble, which is sawed into slabs for tabletops, mantles, etc. This marble is placed under gangs of toothless saws, which, moved by water power, swing slowly back and forth under constant dripping water. The friction secured by the use of a coarse, gritty sand, and the plates thus covered slowly eat their way through the hard rock. The village boasts of 6 churches, a number of elegant stores, a paper mill, 2 flouring mills, 3 or 4 immense sawmills, and about 100 gin mills. Among the latter number, I have classed the wine parlors, not knowing just where to draw the dividing line, for when asked to tell the difference, I must honestly confess my ignorance and give the conundrum up at once. From palace to pit is but a little way. It is simply Alpha and Omega. The educational advantages are afforded by several public and private schools, an academy, a seminary, which turns off a number of young ladies every year with certificates of finishment and gold medal attachments. I have myself seen several of these young ladies and unhesitatingly affirm that they are real nice, in which opinion I am not alone, judging by the host of young men who flock to the commencements, and also by the unremitting attendance of said young men on the church to which the young ladies go. There are also 2 opera houses, 2 newspapers, 3 engine companies, a young men's association, Ladies Sewing Society, Benedict's Unrivaled Plasters, and the Village Pound.